Hello everyone, so in today's episode, we will answer a question that someone asked us.
So this question is, do we have only the use of large animals models when we want to approach human behavior? So today we're going to answer these questions with two kind of topics. So I let my friend start first.
So of course it's possible to use large animal, but it seems to be more suitable to use a small one. Such as rats or mice. In fact, they can reproduce themselves very quickly, so we can work on a lot of animals at the same time. So it's a good thing. Then it's very easy to manipulate them in laboratory. For example, if you want to do an experiment on stress in an elevated plus maze, it appears to be easier with a small animal than a big animal. And to finish, the anatomy of these small animals is very close to humans, so it's very great.
Also, if we want to limit the animal experimentation, we could also use a new development strategy as organoids, which consists of represents the structure of a real organ such as brain, liver or stomach. The first one was discovered in 2009. It was an intestinal organoid from or intestinal stem cells, and they can recapitulate some of the specific functions of different organs, such as filtration, excretions, neural activity, and contraction. This is why they are useful in the case of disease, notably with personalized medicine during cancer, because we can do a biopsy and test directly the drugs on the cells of the patient. So for drug discovery, it's also better because we can work on human cells directly and don't have to work on animal cells. So we have better results. We can also use them in the modeling of pathogenic processes and immunotherapy. Their only limits is that they can't reproduce the exact reaction as if we were in human body, like the background reactions and the things that we can't anticipate. But the last revolutionary discovery was the organ on chip, which consists on reproduce the physiology of the human body, but it still needs to be developed. And yeah, that's all for today. So thank you for listening and see you the next time. Bye.
Bye.